huge challenge, great opportunity, and it's fun to be opening up at home. I don't take that for granted. There's a lot of times we've had to load up on a plane or a bus and travel away from home the first week of the season. So to get to play at home is great. A lot of conversation about it being on a Friday night. You know, I think we're going to be in front of a bunch of folks that don't normally see us play. To kick it off on ESPNU with a national audience against a very good opponent in Toledo, I don't know how you can write a script much better than that. So we're expecting a big crowd, and if last night's practice is any indication, they're ready to play. They're tired of seeing each other. We had probably our best practice at camp last night under the lights here, and you know, we're going to just do some cleanup work the next couple of days, but we're ready to kind of go out and find out what kind of team we're going to be and just kind of challenge ourselves. So with that, I'm all in on questions, whatever you got. It's good to see you guys. Everybody's still writing, making notes.
What do you think of the O-line here in these past few days now that everybody's healthy and back out there together?
Well, yeah, you can tell that the veteran guys are starting to kind of get back in the rhythm. We did without a few guys for several days, and it just never was the same. Just the continuity wasn't there. They got better, but here the last few days, having them all back out, you know, Jamar's looking better, you know, Devin back in the mix. Just the communication is so much better. A lot less mistakes and turning guys loose. They benefited from another week of practice. You know, I think we came out of the first scrimmage still kind of scratching our heads, and I think this last week has been really good football from those. Now, we need to stay healthy. That's important because we don't have a tremendous amount of depth or experience behind them. But I think they're playing well going into the season, and we were healthy. Even got Brandon Berg back. You know, and should be by Friday night, should be ready to go in a backup role if need be.
This year's team, a little different look, some guys added, some guys healthier than the team that went against Toledo last year. How much of a difference is
that? Well, I hope it makes a big difference. You know, we've played them twice, and we've just absolutely killed ourselves both times with turnovers. You know, last year, you know, with Freddie being out and Tabry being thrown in the mix, turned the ball over five times, you don't beat a bad team. You know, with five turnovers, you sure don't beat a good team. And Toledo was obviously a very good team. The first year, the first play of the game, we give them a turnover for 7 points. I remember turning around and telling the staff, it can't get much worse. And you know, you take those things, and it's hard to do because the game is what you take those big mistakes out of it. And at times, we played these guys really well. I think we look a lot alike in terms of just experience. And we both play physical football. But, you know, the key to this one is just not creating, you know, not having the critical mistake that we've had both times we've seen these guys. They're still going to be hard to tackle. Hunt, he's big, he's physical. They're still really big and long on the offensive line. I mean, they're a massive group of guys. They've got some skill guys. They're a challenge, there's no doubt. But I think where our biggest challenge right now is, can we start the season off without the critical mistakes that we've had, you know, in previous two seasons. You know, the one thing that both those guys have done, and probably what's made it really difficult to truly decide one over the other, is they don't turn the ball over practice. We've had very few turnovers. I would say in recent history, we've had less turnovers in fall camp than I can remember having in a very long time. Now, I'd like to see our completion percentage go up. I'd like to see us connect more dots, but they're not careless with the football. And it's one of the reasons we felt comfortable that either one of them could play. You know, the offense doesn't have to change regardless of Chad or Justice is on the field. We can run the exact same system, and they're both comfortable with it, and they've both protected the football. You know, so really at that point, it's, you know, let's let them both get reps to see how they respond to live football, and then we'll just kind of keep monitoring the situation. We may play two all year long. One of them may separate themselves, or there's a chance somebody gets hurt. I mean, that's just football. So I think we're prepared for all, you know, all the possibilities. You know, Chad's going to take the first snap, and Justice will follow pretty quickly. And I think to make those guys comfortable, I know Coach Faulkner's talked about, hey, these are a specific three or four or five plays that I want to start you out with. Once you get past that point, Troy is football. I mean, they both have to be ready to run the entire package. And I think the comfort in the fact that they know they're both going to play regardless of how the game is going. So, but I do think there's always some you like to give a guy a heads up as to what he can expect when he goes on the field, at least the first series out. And I'm sure Buster's going to do that with both those guys.
I'm sure you guys talk quite a bit about just kind of if a plan kind of strays, kind of how you're going to kind of make a change when you do it. Could you do it mid-drive or you know?
Well, sometimes it happens and you didn't want it to. Helmet comes off, you got to come off, you know. Breath gets knocked out of you. So we've all done it. I really don't foresee a change being made mid-drive because one's not performing or the other one is. I don't think we've gotten this far. We've made our decision. You're not going to – I've never agreed with putting a guy in that position. We're gonna let these guys play through. They're going to make some mistakes, and we don't want to overreact when they do. And we want to help play them through it if they do and learn from it. One mistake doesn't lose or make a job. This has been, you know, some time and some days stacked on top of each other. So I don't see us reacting that way to something that does or doesn't happen in a series. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
If Chad gets on a roll, will you stick with him or are you still going to make that switch?
Both those guys are going to play. If Chad goes out and completes 10 out of 10 and Justice is going on the field, same way, other way. Now, is that a conversation we have midweek, a week later? Both those guys are going to play. And I think it's imperative to us week 8, 9, and 10 that those guys have all played. We've not been able to put them in live football situations enough. Having one live scrimmage where we tackle to the ground, it's not the same. So I think the big picture is they both need to play. Chad has been in the fire before. I think it's one of the reasons that he's going to go out first. He's played in these games. I think it helps Justice to be the second guy to go. He's a younger, less experienced guy. I think he kind of feeds a little bit off Chad, but they're both going to play. We'll have these conversations. If we can get through the game with both of them healthy and hopefully come away with a win, you know, we'll kind of look back and just see how it went, how they did. We haven't guaranteed either one of them a certain amount of snaps. They both know that they're going to be used, and we'll give them a heads up, you know, series or two ahead of time as to how things are going. I've always preferred to use one, but I've also played seasons where we scored a lot of points using two. And I know guys that have always played two and rotated them by series, and it was always the premise that one of them's going to get hurt. I don't want the other one to not have had any snaps. Buster's had to play two. Our second year at Carolina, before I came here, we played two almost all season and found a way to be effective. So I think you do what you got to do, and I think their personalities have allowed us to do it effectively because they work really well together and they feed off of each other really well. This is not a cutthroat competition. They're both competitive and they want to win the job, but they're also pulling for the other guy. And they also want to do what's right for the team. And I think they believe it's right for the team right now.
That year at Carolina you referenced, that was that 2013 year with Renner and Williams.
Yeah. Well, the issue there, Troy, was that they were completely different. You had Bren Renner, who was a pure pocket guy, and Quease, who was more of a mobile guy. And, two things played into that. Number one, Bren got hurt, was a little bit beat up, shoulder, and he wasn't quite as effective as he would have been. We were playing him around an injury, didn't want him to run at all. And Quease was inexperienced. The second thing was we had lost four dudes to the NFL on the O-line and the best tailback in the country and Gio Bernard, and we had to create some things offensively, and Marquise allowed us to do that with his feet. The hard part there was that what we were doing with him was completely different. I mean, I had two separate offenses running at once. That's a challenge a lot more than what we're going to run the same system with two guys that are both really doing it well. I think at this point it's a different kind of conversation. Again, it's more of a big picture conversation. They both need to be ready. If we end up down to one of them week five and we're playing Georgia Southern with the first conference game, we don't want a guy to be thrown out for the first time. We want to make sure that we get them both opportunities. And then maybe one of them plays better when the lights are on. I don't know. We just – right now they both look just alike.
You mentioned the offensive line in the running game for Toledo. Your defense, the guys up front look really sharp. Are you looking forward to that matchup?
Oh, absolutely. I love seeing our defense up against anybody right now. They're playing with a lot of confidence. We got a lot of depth over there for the first time since we've been here. Getting Robert Mundy back, getting Bo Sinnemore, Tajay Chambers, getting Justin Clifton back healthy. That's to go along with what we had. I'm really excited about what they can do. And I know coming out of last year's game and the year before, they know this is a huge challenge. And you can listen to them talking. They're in here watching tape. There's guys right behind that wall back there watching tape. They're anxious to be tested and play better. We don't think we feel like we've played a good game against Toledo yet. And if you look at the stats, show that we have not played how we're capable of playing against them yet. We want to start the season off the right way. So I think I'm excited to see those guys play.
One name you didn't mention, D-Liner, is that another guy?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean he's gonna rotate in and play. And you know, the one thing that we've been able to do last year that we weren't able to do year one was play a lot of guys up front, keep them fresh. If we can stay healthy, we want to continue to do that. I mean, travel, you know, is up to 12 D linemen, you know, at all four spots and play all 12 so that guys never get too fatigued and you can play guys in situations where they're at their best. D liner brings some things to the table that Robert Mundy doesn't. You know, he's a lot more of a twitchy, more of an edge player where Robert's just kind of in your face kind of guy. Jake Swally brings a different dynamic. We're really fortunate inside to truly be three deep at that spot. Yeah, you know, I think they're unknowns, period. You know, we've obviously done our homework as best we can. I feel like you bring in a defensive coordinator in, he's got an offensive head coach, kind of take the approach. You hired a coordinator to come in here and run what the coordinator runs. And so I think it's a little bit more cut and dry with the D coordinator than it is the offensive coordinator. You bring in an offensive coordinator from FAU, even though Kendall has been an OC. He's now the head coach. And you know, how much of it is what he's run, how much of it is what he's brought in with his OC. I think we just got to be really sound and simple and make sure that we're where we're supposed to be, when we're supposed to be there on both sides of the ball, and don't turn the ball over, and we can make adjustments. You can't play everything anyway. You can't prepare for everything. I do think there's enough similarities of them both offensively and defensively that they look a lot like us, what we've been working against all fall and spring. So in that sense, I think it helps us a little. There's still going to be some things we haven't seen and haven't prepared for that we got to go to the sideline and fix.
Your impression of
their size
up front?
Huge. Just their length. I mean, they're 6'5", 6'6", across the front on the offense. They're 300 on the inside. On defense, you know, it's been a factor both times we played them. Just their length, you know, you look at their roster, it's all up north. It's all, you know, Ohio and Michigan and, you know, Pennsylvania. I mean, they're all northern, but they're really, really long. You know, I think we have an advantage in speed. I think they've got an advantage in size. And so hopefully we can utilize speed to our advantage and throw fresh bodies at them. They got a lot of upperclassmen playing. I think 16 of their 22 starters are junior seniors. I mean, they've all played a lot. So it presents a challenge because we just don't see that length consistently through the season inside our league. You know, we see a lot more 6'3", 6'4". I mean, they're truly 6'5", 6'6". That's difficult, especially in pass rush.
It looks like they're going to go with Logan Woodside at QB. They're still keeping close to the best, but
Well, he played lights out against us before. I think he's 21 of 27 and pretty much made every throw he needed to make to beat us in the bowl game. I would not be surprised to see Julian when he came in, you know, last year. He's really athletic and is a little bit of a dynamic that you don't see from Woods. I wouldn't be surprised. We saw both, and I know he can punt as well. We saw him punt in pregame last year and can kill. We need to be prepared for either. But yeah, Woodside can play. We kind of expected and know what he can do. But I think Julian brings another dynamic to the game. And based off of what we've seen from FAU's offense with a new coordinator coming in, you know, they really utilize an athletic quarterback very well. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's a package or some version of what they do that allows that guy to move around.
How many
You know, we're going to travel five, and I'd have no problem with any of those five getting the ball. Now we're gonna ride Warren One and Silky, and I think Wayway is getting better every day, and he's going to be heavily involved. But you know, Logan Moraney and Darryl Rollins both have brought some good snaps to the table. Logan's playing a ton in special teams, so he's on the field almost all day anyway. Would have no problem with those guys. I think it's going to be a little bit more of a 1-2-3 kind of punch right now for us if injury doesn't take over.
Go back to last year, you look at the film from that game, the negative rushing yards. How much was that to do with Freddie being out, and how much was just digging that big hole early and really having to abandon the running game early on?
You know, it, obviously we were not really built and prepared for somebody other than Freddie at quarterback. We, you know, James is not mobile. He wasn't. And so we tried to make him comfortable, and it was really outside of our nature. And, you know, the five turnovers were just – you just, like I said, you don't win a game that way. Gave our defense really virtually no chance to be successful. Backed up, back on the field a lot. You know, they're a good football team, and so they played the game they needed to play and took advantage of every opportunity, and it just never was really a ball game. But I would love to have played him with Freddie and played the type of offense that we had prepared, you know, all spring and fall camp, and just seen how that game went. And but you know, at the end of the day, you got to adapt as part of, you know, a championship football team. Somebody that overcomes adversity like that and the changes that come about. I think it's one of the reasons we're really wanting to play two quarterbacks. We don't want to end up in that situation again where a guy's not ready to play, and he just wasn't. You know, it was a different environment for him to be in than he'd played the week before against Missouri State. It's just not the same. And it's not his fault. He's young and inexperienced, and we couldn't really help him, and we didn't.
Your impression of Hunt?
One of the best in the country. I tried to talk him out of coming out early after I saw him 2 years ago, and I tried to tell him again last year he ought to come out early. He didn't listen. Physical. When you watch tape, he lifts his knees. And, I mean, guys go to tackle him low, and they get knees right in the mouth. I mean, he is a physical runner. He appears to be a guy that gets better as the game goes on. I mean, I just remember the ball game 2 years ago in the fourth quarter. You couldn't get him down. He is as good as we're going to see. Now, he doesn't have a tremendous burst, but he's just so powerful, and he changes directions really, really well. He also steps up, and he'll block backers. He's really good in protection. I think he's an all-around back. I think he's an NFL prospect, and he's a huge challenge to us to start with.
This game, do you view as any sort of kind of tangible kind of sign of overall program progress, just considering you played him your first 2 years and kind of how the game those games went, I guess?
Well, I think it's a great measuring stick because they're one of the best group of five teams in the country. They're in the top 10, and I think when we're playing at our best, we've been in that list too, but you know, they've elevated from within a couple of times. This program has been, you know, moving in this direction for a long time and built stability and been good for a long time. So yeah, it's a great way to measure yourself. You know, I'd say we're a younger program in the sense that we're talking on a 5 or 6 year history, and they're talking about a 10, 12 year history. So we're moving in the right direction, but yeah, it's a great way to measure where we are at now, what we've learned from the last two times playing these guys and what we've accomplished over the last couple of years with Shadid and the off season and recruiting, and where are we at this point.
I remember the night of the bowl game, you know, that was kind of when you said we need to get bigger, you know, kind of on both lines, and you guys did that. What was the lasting kind of takeaway from the game kind of last September, I guess?
Pure turnovers period. Just that we did not give ourselves a chance to win. We had a good plan. I thought schematically we had a good plan defensively to give ourselves a chance to play well against the run game and have some one-on-one battles. We just did not give ourselves a chance to be in the game because of turnovers, period. And, you know, that's the thing that really leaves a bad taste in your mouth. Both times we've played them, turnovers have – and they're always going to be, but in those two particular games gave us, you know, no opportunity to be successful.
Besides on that, also – big on the line, how do you try to disrupt their running? Because it seems like they want to just control that line of scrimmage and just wear out that
ground. Well, they do. They do. I think they averaged well over 200 yards a game rushing last year, which is top in their league. And that's what I think they're committed, just like we are, to run the ball. And we're no different. You're going to have to stop the run, and we know we've got to stop it. You do it different ways. You do it with movement. You do it with speed. You do it. You know, sometimes you got to add extra guys to it, disguise. And sometimes you just got to be, just got to hold your gap. Just me. It's just me versus you. Hold my gap. There's times that a 4 yard run is a plus for us. I mean, we held him to 4, and they got to snap it again. We want to eliminate the explosives. I'm not worried about how many yards it says at the end of the game. I don't care how many yards are on the board. Did we eliminate and slow down the explosives, and we did create turnovers? Those are the two things our defense is going to try to do. Slow down the explosive play, make them snap it again, and create turnovers. If they do that, we have a chance to win.
Anything else, guys?
Go ahead. What you got, Matt? Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah, man. I think, and like you said, our stats kind of show, man, it's a great advantage. It's a huge advantage to stay at home. Early in the season, you don't take for granted. There's a lot of folks having to travel this week. We get to play these guys here in our place in front of a great crowd. Everybody's hyped up, ready for the season to start. I'm expecting that, as always, everybody's going to buy tickets the day of, but it's going to be a lot of folks. We feed off our crowd, and it's a nice bonus to not have to get on a plane and travel and do all that and go up there by ourselves to play a good team. We get to play them in front of our folks.
On Chris Humes, you got him listed starting corner. I mean, did he win that job, or is that just kind of maybe the other guys didn't do what you wanted to win that job, and he's a veteran? Or just kind
well,
of
you know, Nehemiah Wagner's doing really well, and he's going to play. I think you take a senior – that is one of our best coverage guys, and we put him at corner in the spring, and it was obvious he felt very comfortable. We just weren't ready to commit him to that spot because of what he was able to bring to the table in the back end. I think it just creates a lot of flexibility for what we can do. He is going to play some safety this year. He is not only a corner, but he does bring a senior, veteran, savvy, been in the fire mentality that Nehemiah can only learn through more and more reps. Both will play, but yeah, he earned the job. He won the job, and Wag's still fighting to try to get back in the mix. But we're a better football team with him on the field, and then any mixture of Cody, Bo, and Money Hunter at the back end. I mean, they're all three playing lights out right now, all healthy. If that wasn't available and we didn't have that kind of great play at safety, you couldn't do that with Chris. And so I think it's really a combination of both. But he earned the job. He won the job. He's the most physical, most prepared corner. And right now, Blaze is at the field. And with those two guys on the field, we're playing well. You're going to see Nehemiah and you're going to see Wagner. They're both going to play.
Thank you.